Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, gang, we've got a very special bonus meditation today. This is part of a special series that we're doing in partnership with the folks over at Apple TV Plus. You might have heard of their hit show, Ted Lasso. Season 2 of Ted Lasso launches today, July 23rd, and new episodes will drop every Friday. I like it a lot, and folks on my team are also really, really big fans. If you haven't seen it, it stars Jason Sudeikis as a guy named Ted Lasso, who's a football coach based in the U.S., but the conceit of the show is that he gets called over to the U.K. to coach a soccer team, even though he knows nothing about soccer. And the reason he's really able to keep his head above water and actually succeed is that he deploys the tried and true tactic of being a high-quality human being. In other words, he's very, very nice. So the question for all of us is, how can Ted and how can you remember to be kind when you're under a lot of pressure? Just as in sports, the answer is, of course, practice. And to that end, 10% Happier has created a free pack of meditations to help you cultivate kindness in your everyday life. In fact, the meditation you're about to hear is from the Kindness Meditation Pack, which is available on the 10% Happier app. If you want more of these meditations, just download the 10% Happier app wherever you get your apps, and then tap on the Singles tab to find the rest of the aforementioned Kindness Meditations, or you can just click the link in the show notes here. All right, let's get started now with this guided meditation from Oren J. Sofer.
Hey there, this is Oren. Let's start by finding a comfortable posture and settling in. Take a few moments to do whatever helps you to shift gears. I usually like to look around the room, orienting to my surroundings. You might want to take a few deep breaths, relaxing your jaw and your shoulders. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and let your eyes close or let your gaze be soft. Feel your body sitting and breathing. In this session, we'll experiment with some different ways to find a genuine sense of kindness for oneself and for others, approaching relationships with some warmth and care can go a long way to work through a rough patch and bring us together. It's not always easy to find, so it's helpful to have some reliable ways to get back to a baseline of goodwill. As you tune into the breath, see if you can get a sense of its natural rhythm. Our life depends on it, so each in-breath is like a little gift. Each out-breath brings some ease and relaxation. Check this out and see if you can sense the simple kindness of allowing your body to breathe quietly. Next, let's use our imagination to bring up the sense of care and goodwill. I'm not talking about some rare, special state here, just that ordinary, simple sense of kindness. I invite you to think of a good friend, someone you enjoy spending time with who it's easy to be around. Go ahead and let that person come to mind. You might even get an image of them. Imagine them smiling at you, really looking right at you. Now, notice how you feel. What's it like to think of this person? As you reflect, you might notice some warmth in the center of your chest. Or a pleasant light feeling in your face. Let yourself really take it in. Let it nourish you. When you're ready, you can let your eyes open. Bring your attention back into the room and the space around you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Oren, and we'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode with Dr. Christiana Wolf. We're going to talk about managing pain in meditation and in your life. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.